on the near sideline at that pylon. The two-point conversion is good, and it's now a 26-point lead for the Cass City Redhawks. 32-6 right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Cass City strikes in just a minute and 40 into the second half. And now they lead by 26 points, 32-6. 32 unanswered points for the Redhawks on the road as the 6'4" Dutchman, Tom Reischauer, gets set to kick things off for the Redhawks at their own 40-yard line.
You just can't help it, can you?
Well, I can't.
Not only do you love kickers.
Well, yes. I can't take credit for it. Andy Gray of Cass City came up with that one.
Yes, I love it.
And Bad Axe muffs the kickoff, and they have to jump on it after playing pinball between the 18 and 22-yard line. And they jump on it at the 20, and that's where they'll start this drive with an 80-yard field in front of them.
Yeah, I'm not that was a weird play, as there were five Bad Axe defenders watching the ball bounce in between them. Eventually, one of them finally dives on it. But they save the possession, but 80 yards to go. And, you know, I don't know how many people actually expected Bad Axe to win this game, but this is a situation where I said it from the beginning, they have to find a ways to get first downs and slow this game down. It's gone completely Cass City's way. Cass City is playing their version of football, and Bad Axe needs to find a way to sustain some drives and get a couple first downs here.
Direct snap to Jack Clancy, and he's brought down in the backfield, back at the 17-yard line, led by number 66, Ryan DeLong, defensive tackle, as he swung between those guards as soon as possible and brings Clancy down for a 2-yard loss. 10 minutes remaining in the third quarter, 2nd and 12 from the 18-yard line.
At that time, they have both wide receivers coming around in the backfield, showcasing in reverse, and the snap comes to Jack Clancy. He does a complete 360 spin, faking a handoff to both of them before he keeps it and goes right up the middle, right into the Cass City defense. They are not fooled at all on all the fakes, and take down Clancy for a couple-yard loss.
9.5 to play in the third. It's 32-6. Bad Axe now spreading things out too wide each way, working off that right hash. Vinny Blackstock in the shotgun, rolling to his left, looking to pass. Goes to the far sideline. It is caught by number 15. That would be Micah Gordon. He runs out of bounds, shy of the first down marker by about 3 yards. Out to the 27-yard line, stops the clock, third down and 3, with 9:18 remaining in the third.
And if they're going to mix in some throwing plays, I think that's going to be how they're going to have to do it. They're going to have to roll the pocket. I know it helps the defensive backfield take away half of the field, but it negates the pass rush, which has been the big issue for the Bad Axe passing game. And they roll away from Cody Tulaski, which surprised me, but Micah Gordon makes a nice catch on the sideline. But that throw is still too high. Vinny Blackstock's got to get that ball down so Micah Gordon can turn upfield and make a play.
Same formation as Blackstock is hit on the pass, but Cody Tulaski brings in the catch at the 35-yard line as Hayden Horn hit him as soon as he caught that one. Move the chains for Bad Axe, just, I believe, the second time tonight, maybe the third, yes. First time of the second half, 1st and 10 from the 35-yard line.
And that's what I'm talking about. That throw is way too high on a wide-open receiver. Your best receiver, Cody Tulaski, he goes to the first down marker and turns and showcases. He's got 8 yards of separation, and that ball is so high, he has to reach to his highest point to make the catch. And what happens? Hayden Horn absolutely spears him right in the back, and you can bet he is going to be sore tomorrow.
An 8-yard reception for Cody Tulaski makes it 1st and 10 from the Bad Axe 35. Same formation working off that right hash. Vinny Blackstock has Jack Clancy to his right, and it's going to be a handoff to Clancy going to the far sideline. Cuts back inside on the hash and gets out for about 8 yards, out and brought down by Noah Zaleski for Cass City out of the 43-yard line. 8-yard gain, 2nd down and 2.
And you love when that read option is ran very well. That time, Vinny Blackstock makes the right decision. Jack Clancy keeps it around the end and has some green space to work with. And he's able to, when he gets to that top speed, change directions quickly. He's able to come back to the middle of the field, have a Cass City defender blow right by and turn it upfield and get a nice gain on first down.
Second down, two from the 43. They need to get just beyond the 45-yard line. 8:04 remains in the third quarter. Cass City 32, Bannack 6, the Hatchets on offense, sticking to this spread formation so far. Blackstock rolls to his right, lets it fly downfield, and it is caught one-handed. That would be number 15, Mike.
That's 11. That's Emmerich.
That's Jensen Emmerich. And slides the second base while catching that one in his left hand, complete all the way down to the 43-yard line.
That was an impressive catch for Emmerich, but a better throw by Vinny Blackstock, and he was able to step into that one and throw it. But that ball was thrown on a line just above the knee, and when Emmerich goes down to get it, there's only one guy that's going to make that catch. It's either Emmerich or nobody, and those are the throws that Vinny Blackstock, if he can continue to make, he can certainly spark this Bad-X offense, and it's not tonight, it's for the rest of the games this season.
16-yard completion, Jack Clancy in the late handoff going to the near sideline, and that would be Alex Perry burying him into the ground with no gain, still at that 44-yard line. He drove him back 3 yards after forward progress was stopped. Second down, 10 to go.
Impressive tackle there by Alex Perry, but what you're seeing differently is the Cass City defense is not allowing the sideline. Alex Perry was almost standing out of bounds when he made that hit, not allowing Jack Clancy to turn it upfield, and Clancy knew that if he turned back up the field, there were more white jerseys. So he went to the sideline and absorbed the Alex Perry hit and accepted a 1 yard gain or 2 yard gain. But there was nothing there. On the reverse side of things, when Cass City hits a sideline, that's when they're turning upfield and getting big runs.
Second down, 10 to go from the 43. Once again, working off that right hash, a little movement on the front line, but his quarterback keeper, Vinny Blackstock, across the 40. And Noah Zaleski drops him at the 39-yard line after a 4, maybe 5 yard gain. So that's really third down and manageable, third down and 6 for the Hatchets.
This is more like it. The Hatchets eating some clock, controlling the pace of the game with some good runs, a nice throw mixed in by Vinny Blackstock. This is the offense that this small sample size on this drive is the offense that we all expected to see more of out of the Hatchets this season, and it's nice to see them put it together. But now third and five, they're in Cass City territory. It's four down territory, down the score that you are. Don't be surprised if they go for it on fourth down.
Jack Clancy going to the far sideline, has the corner, and advances beyond the line of gain, and it's beyond down to about the 32-yard line. They're going to say he has the first down by about a yard. Tackle made by Bryce Fernald out of the secondary, and move the chains. First and 10 for the Hatchets.
And Noah Zaleski not far behind, but Bryce Fernald in that deep safety spot, respecting the pass, has to come all the way over to the sideline to cut him off. But at that point, Jack Clancy has enough to dive over top of him and get that first down. But a nice outside run, and you're seeing when they've gotten to the outside, that's when they get a little bit of running room. We'll see if Bad-X continues to go inside out with their running game. Clancy up the middle, Clancy outside. It's only a matter of time for Vinny Blackstock, who has kept it a few times tonight, for a few nice gains. We'll see if he mixes that in as well.
A 7-yard gain on that one. First and 10 now from the 32-yard line, and is in and out of the hands of Jensen Emmerich, as his white jerseys were all over him as well at the 15-yard line. Incomplete, second and 10 from the 32.
And Emmerich was open, but the window was small, and when Vinny Blackstock released it, it was behind him, and that's going to cause not only Jensen Emmerich to not be able to make that catch, but he was going to get absolutely clobbered if he does make that catch. That ball has got to be out in front of him where he can grab it and continue on his route, not behind him. So that falls harmlessly incomplete, but Black Sox got to get that ball out in front of the receiver, not behind him.
Bad-X moved the ball 48 yards in 5 minutes so far in this drive, the best they've had besides that first run and touchdown of the night. Quarterback keeper Vinny Blackstock, he's in trouble in the backfield. He's going to be dropped to the 35-yard line by Noah Zaleski once again for a 2-yard loss. And now it's going to be third down and 13 to go after a 3-yard loss.
And those are tough ones. An incompletion on first down, a loss on the read option where both options were completely blown up, and Vinny Blackstock just goes to the ground knowing that he's going to lose some yardage. Third down and 13. Now you're pretty decent into Cass City territory, so you don't need a 20-yard heave down the field. But this is four down territory, so look for them to try to probably pass the ball to the middle of the field. Cody Telassie has been quiet. This would be the time for your senior stud wide receiver to make a play. We'll see if they force it in his direction.
And they put trips to the right, one to the left, and we have a timeout called by Bad Axe with 4:32 left here in the third quarter.